Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Question for you, Coop.
Yes.
Weirdest place you have ever fallen asleep?
Ooh, great question.
Because we've all had those moments where we're super tired and you just need some shut eye and you fall asleep in the weirdest places. What's your place?
I don't have a ton of them. I have a couple. I used to live in London, and this was back when I was like 18, 19. I don't know what was going on with me at the time, but I think I went through like a 6-month spell of narcolepsy where you just fall asleep wherever. I was on the bus going to work, and I just had that unbelievable urge where it's just like you're a lead blanket lays over you, and I fell asleep on the bus.
Oh, no.
Which people do, but that's not the worst, you know, it's not the worst thing. But then when the bus stopped, I did the whole fly forward and I smacked my head on the metal pole.
Oh no.
And that was painful and embarrassing.
I would never fall asleep on the bus. Like, no matter how tired I am, I would be petrified of falling asleep on the bus.
Oh, but it's so soothing on the bus, the gentle rocking.
But
having someone else drive you.
First of all, the seats on the bus, like the most uncomfortable seats on the planet. Nothing is more uncomfortable than a bus seat. They're so dirty and grimy and like plasticky, but also not good ones, apparently. Not the double decker ones in London, like Fancy Stacy over here. But also, I'm just scared of other people on the bus. What if they mug you or something like that, you know? I'm a coward, basically, is what I'm trying to say. I fell asleep, and this is a true story, the 13th green at Wildwood Golf Course.
Oh.
Yeah. I was just starting out doing morning radio, and I wasn't used to the hours yet.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I just went from doing, like, evening shows to morning shows, and my sleep schedule all out of whack. Like, I was getting no sleep for, like, 3 days.
Yeah.
So me and my buddies were golfing at Wildwood, and a couple of my buddies shank it into the woods. So they go, and they're looking for their ball, and I'm just hanging out, and I just take a seat on the green, and I'm just kind of sitting there waiting for them, and 2 minutes goes by, and I just fall asleep. And they start chipping it out of the woods, and they miss me by, like, 2 feet. Like, I awoke to the sound of that golf ball hitting the green, like, the... And I'm like, oh, man. My friends just look at me, are you okay, man? Like, do you need to talk to someone about your drinking or something? I'm like, no, I'm just... Guys, I'm really tired. And that's hard to convince your friends. When you fall asleep on the green of a golf course, talking to your friend, no, guys, I swear, I'm just really, really tired. Oh, yeah, okay. On our Facebook page, Allie said getting tattooed. She fell asleep getting a tattoo.
Come on.
How do
seriously?
You do that? Robert, during a safety meeting.
I can see that. Safety meetings, Melissa commented on the crew's Facebook page. She fell asleep on some random dude's shoulder in a movie theater.
Okay.
It was her first night out after she'd had her child, so she was just... And the thing is, movie theaters, it's dark, it's kind of cozy.
Oh, yeah.
It's easy to fall asleep. Someone else said they fell asleep at a movie theater during The Mummy Returns.
Well, to be fair, that movie was garbage, so falling asleep in that movie, not a problem. Renee on here, on a train in Dublin, I was woken up and told to get off. I may have had a few drinky poos. Few, hey? No one just has a few drinks in Dublin. Lynn's is good. Went to a wedding, nodded off during the church ceremony.
Oh, yes.
Now, in his defense, he worked a long shift the night before, the night shift. But I have been in a wedding before where I have fallen asleep, too. It happens. It happens because the night before the wedding, especially if it's your good friend getting married, you're going to be around the fire between the hours of 2 and 11, of course, and you're going to be having a couple pills, couple bows, you know, stuff like that, and you get a little out of hand. And those church ceremonies for weddings, they're tough to get through sometimes.
Some of them are extra long.
Mm-hmm.
Some, like our wedding ceremony, Sean's and mine, was like 20 minutes.
Boom, really?
Done. Whatever. Some of them can go on for like an hour and a half, which I understand it's tradition and that's how it works. But I have also felt the urge to fall asleep there as well.
That's going to be my wedding, the hour and a half long wedding one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Brindley's family's all about that tradition, and that's fine. Hey, me too. But
remind me, I am busy that day.
A list came out of the year's most dangerous toys.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Black Panther Claw and the Power Ranger Sword. Those are the top.
The Black Panther Slash Claw.
Oh, of course. The Slash Claw.
Which sounds even more dangerous.
Yeah, basically just picture like Wolverine's little claws. And you can kind of put it on your hand.
And slash things.
And that's it. Not really. It's made of plastic, but whatever. It could potentially harm someone's eye.
It's promoting danger.
The Power Ranger Sword is a sword. Just picture a plastic sword. So dangerous. I mean, remember the toys we played with back in the day?
Action figures, easy bake ovens.
I'm talking things like lawn darts. Like, remember how dangerous lawn darts were? Hey, there's this super sharp dart that you're going to throw high in the air.
It's meant to stick in the ground, but it can also stick in your body.
Are you going to throw it away from someone? No, you're going to throw it directly at them to try and get points. Oh, yeah, super safe. What about those wood-burning kits from back in the day? Hey, kids, gather indoors and burn some wood with this super hot metal rod. Yeah, like toys back in the day, super dangerous. Fast forward to today, this claw could potentially scratch your child.
A lot of the other toys that are on the list are on the list because of things like choking hazards, that sort of thing.
I get
I can see how toys nowadays, they're a lot more violent themed, you know, like...
I want this Black Panther claw, though, because it looks like the best back scratcher of all time. Like,
see, there we go.
Yeah, see, it's
That's
practical.
What they should market it as.
Another one of the toys that made this most dangerous toys list, it's a cutting fruit game. It's a real toy that exists. It's a plastic knife that comes with plastic fruit, and it teaches you how to cut fruit properly. If my mom ever bought me this for Christmas back in the day, thanks, Mom. Thanks a bunch. The most classic Saskatoon thing to do when you do a road trip to Calgary, stop at IKEA.
Or Edmonton.
Everyone in Saskatoon, they always make that stop at IKEA because... Yeah, we don't have one. IKEA is introducing this new policy. It's called a sell-back service. Basically, you buy your furniture from IKEA, you spend 17 and a half hours putting it together, and after a couple years, it becomes basically useless because it's cheap. IKEA is going to be buying back that furniture that you spent 17 hours to make, and they're going to resell it.
The gently used.
Yes.
That's the one qualifier, is that it needs to be gently used. So clearly it can't be missing a leg or a nice, beautiful painting of a weird beach scene with a hole in the middle. Mm. They will buy back the gently used products and sell them in their as-is section.
So you can buy IKEA furniture without having to put it together. That's the dream. That's what we've been working for all of these years.
I love that as-is section. Yeah, you just go there. It's like, look, a table already put together. I'll take it.
I just find it weird that IKEA, they don't like pay you cash. They give you IKEA gift cards, right?
Yes, they do.
So basically, IKEA is giving you gift cards to use at their store when you're building their furniture for them. And then they're reselling them and making more money. So basically... We all work for IKEA now?
Okay.
Is that how this works?
Disturbing stories out of California with those wildfires that are burning. The worst fires in California's history. I think they just updated the death toll this morning. 50 people have been killed in these fires. And you see the pictures. And again, you see some of the stories that people have been posting about, you know, dramatic escapes that they've made from the fires. And it's mind-blowing. And aside from some of the tragedies that you are hearing about, we also are hearing about some really amazing stories of people stepping up and volunteering to drive people to safety who may have lost a vehicle, putting up people in their houses, that sort of thing. Some celebrities have been getting on board as well and giving back. Lady Gaga was visiting some shelters and helping with distributing food and clothing. Mm-hmm. And Dave Grohl, who we all know can do no wrong. This guy is just such a good guy. He had a barbecue for a bunch of the firefighters that were battling the California wildfires on Monday night. He stopped by a fire station to serve up some food to kind of just, you know, pay his respects to these firefighters who are, my goodness, absolutely having a really tough go of things right now.
You know what? Let's write a letter to Dave Grohl right now, Stacey Cooper. I got my pad of paper. A nice handwritten letter. Not an email. A handwritten letter. That's when you know you care. All right. Dear Dave Grohl, please run for president. Sincerely, basically everyone on planet Earth. Here's my impression of everyone who lives in my cul-de-sac. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. All right, it is 12:01 a.m. on November 12th. Time to put up the Christmas lights. Here we go. And scene. I mean, shout out to everyone in my cul-de-sac for waiting until after Remembrance Day to do the whole Christmas lights thing.
Right.
But they were up on November 12th, like right away, just like that. People just can't wait to put up their Christmas decorations, eh?
Well, and it's the urge to take part in Christmas festivities is strong with some people, but also when it comes to the lights, you want to get them up before the weather turns gross.
Okay, good point.
So you're not up on a ladder in the blowing snow, cursing every single light as you clip it on. So maybe they were just trying to get ahead of the weather.
What kind of person are you? Are you a, as soon as Remembrance Day is over, I'm putting up Christmas decorations, or do you wait for like a week or two before?
I'm whenever the mood strikes me. Last year, the mood struck me when I bought the tree, which happened to be November 23rd.
Okay.
So that's when our tree was up last year. This year, we're away for some holidays over like prime decorating time, so I don't know when I'm going to do it. I think November 25th. It's going to be the day where I decorate.
Exactly.
But my family has always been decorate December 1st, take down January 1st.
Okay,
so
gotcha.
So like a month worth of Christmasness.
See, my mom is one of those crazy Christmas moms. If she could start decorating in April, she would.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like as soon as Remembrance Day is over, I mean, there are wreaths everywhere. Christmas tree is up. We're decorating it. Lights on the house. But I hated that as a kid. Because it just reminded me that Christmas is still so far away. Because when you see all those Christmas decorations, you're like, oh, Christmas, yay! Oh, wait, it's still like 45 days away. It was a huge tease.
Yeah.
So I like doing it like a week and a half before Christmas. Maybe get my Christmas lights up a little earlier. But when it comes to the tree and the decorations and the wrapping of the presents, yeah, because then it's like, okay, 10 days. It's getting real. You know, you don't have to wait. You don't have that temptation all around you, you know? You got to get it done like a week or two before.
I just love the fullness that a tree gives your room. It makes it feel so cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And the house we live in now has a fireplace, so we can
okay.
have fires.
Yeah.
It's like a Hallmark card in our living room.
The one other argument, I guess, for you, the advent calendars. I mean, you gotta put up the advent calendar on December 1st, right?
Yes, my mom gives us one, the chocolates. Yeah. It's always a good
thing. See, the thing is, when I get my advent calendar on the 1st, it is gone by the 2nd.